So I'm here with Captain Jean-David Lemaire, the captain of Le Ponant. What a vessel, what an experience this has been.
Hello, Bill. Yeah, we're having a good time, right? Here?
I'm having a great time. You know, I've been on many cruise lines, all sizes, all shapes, all destinations, but I've never been on a vessel like Le Ponant, a sailing yacht vessel where I feel one with the sea. I feel a connection that I've never felt before.
Yeah, Le Ponant is quite unique. It is built around the exterior decks, so you will be able to see the horizon and the sails and the landscapes where we are.
And I love the size. Because of the size, I understand that you can go to some ports that the larger ships can't even touch.
Yeah, all the destinations are chosen and extracted by the seamen that have been scouted them, so that we are close to where we need to be.
How did you get started as a captain, and how did you get started in the marine end of the business?
I started in 2003 in this same vessel, so this is quite a story, and I was proud to be the captain in 2016.
And the vessel is so intimate. I mean, I think this week we have 25, almost 30 guests on board. After the first day, not only do I know them all on a first name basis, but I also know the crew. It becomes such a family so early in the cruise, which I'm not used to.
Yeah, the best part of being a passenger on board Le Ponant is that you will feel connected to the element and also part of the crew.
Apart from Le Ponant, I mean, there's many other vessels in the Ponant family. Have you been on the others as well?
Yeah, I've been. I had the luck to sail on mostly Le Ponant, but I'm also looking forward to sail on other vessels of and other destination of Ponant.
Sustainability is very important for the cruise lines and the cruise industry. How does Ponant and Le Ponant approach sustainability?
Ponant is a pioneer in many ways on the cruise industry. We actually refitted Le Ponant to be even above the expectation of of the sustainability by using the wind power, which is something. This energy, it's infinite, and we started to sail on the seas with the sails. This company has started his career and his adventure with the Le Ponant, which is a sailing vessel, and he's going back to be the future of the company with the next project, with a very sustainable vessel, which will use the wind for sure, but more innovations that will open the gate to more sustainability and a meaningful travel.
The Le Ponant is such a hidden gem among the cruise industry. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't know about it. Why should someone consider taking a cruise on Le Ponant, in your opinion?
Le Ponant is something that will reconnect to himself. It will be more closer to the culture, closer to the elements, and it will be an experience that will be unique and meaningful, authentic, and close to the culture of the country we are sailing on.
And yesterday we had a little wind and it was moving a little bit, but for me that's part of the charm and the attraction.
Yes, we are living in the sea, and the sea is a moving element, and we need to ride on it, and it's part of the fun. And we are stabilized by the sails most of the time, and that's a kind reminder to where we are.
The itineraries also are very diverse. I mean, this week you're in Croatia, and then in a month or two you'll be in the Caribbean, and then you're all over the world, essentially.
We share two areas of sailing, mostly in the Mediterranean and the Caribbean. The ship has been designed for the Caribbean, so the wind is there to make us sail more than 90% of the time, and only with the sails, I mean. And but we are passing by the Cape Verde, and in the Mediterranean, we succeeded to explore again places that is supposed to be known, but we rediscover together because we go and we find hidden gem, one call and another, so that we are calling places that nobody knows, even if it's in Croatia and in Greece.
Right, yeah, I really like that. Captain, what a pleasure interviewing you. Continued success, and there is one problem. I don't want to leave. Can I stay on for the next few cruises? Is that possible?
If you like to care about this vessel, you will be more than welcome on board, because during transit it's a place for us to care about this old lady, this shiny and the great white bird, so that she can sail more and more, but yeah, why not?
Thank you, Captain, what a pleasure. Thank you very much.